Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode of Filthy Casuals is brought to you by Loot Gaming. Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three extremely kind and knowledgeable boys. You've got myself, Tommy Daslow. You've also got Ben Vanell.
I can reach out and touch you if I want.
Yes, we're pretty close, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
We're in my bedroom. Mm. Any thoughts?
I've been here before.
Yes.
And boy, am I glad to be back.
Also joining us, the other host of the show, Adam Knox.
It's me. We're in what you could now call your Switch den, you called it to us before.
Pretty much, yeah. There's a lot of Switch playing happening in here.
Bit of a plant over there.
Mm-hmm. An indoor plant. Mm. I had a big cleanup in here the other day, and I'm glad the timing worked out because I don't feel too pressured about you guys being in here.
Yeah. I'm trying to tie my shoelace with one hand, and it is the most frustrating thing ever done. I'm not going anywhere for a while. And now also our guest is trying to help me and it's making it so much harder.
Very kindly trying to help you, even though you're clearly you're clearly beyond help at this point. She's taken your shoe off. It really was a mercy call at this point.
My foot's so cold now. Can I have it back?
Don't give him back the shoe.
No. Well, you know her from working at Foot Locker. Please welcome onto the show, Kate Dennett.
Bonjour.
Yeah.
Classic Foot Locker greeting.
It is very frustrating watching someone struggle with. Do you ever have that, like, on public transport where, you know, someone's like struggling to get something into a bag or something and you just want to get in there and like snatch it from them and do it yourself, but you can't.
Oh, yeah. I did that with my dad today, actually. I saw him on a tram. No, he was trying to do, like, you know, those little dumb, like, the packet meal things that are like the little, like, butter chicken or whatever, and it's got a little bag of rice and a little bag of the chicken stuff the sauce. And he was trying to open one of them and couldn't do it. And man, it was annoying to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like you with your shoe. That's why I was helping you and then decided no more shoe for you and threw it across the room.
A shoe isn't like, you haven't helped though. You've made it so much worse.
I know, I wanted to help to begin with, but then I wanted to punish you.
I'm wearing
you.
The most boring person socks too. Okay, on the bottom it says socks for men.
Can I just say, the apple has not fallen very far from the tree where you've gone, this dumb old man didn't know how to open butter chicken. Now watch me try and tie up my shoelace for half an hour.
If there was a food reward involved with it for me, I could have done it. I reckon. Well,
so wait, where do you get these socks for men?
Yeah,
The man store. Oh, you guys wouldn't have been there. No.
We're too busy in the little boy store.
Speaking of little boys, you went to a Splatoon tournament over there.
Well, first of all, Kate, lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you
for the first time.
Yeah,
you are. What level of gamer would you consider yourself? Avid.
Casual.
Mm-hmm.
Casual.
You're on the right show then.
Yeah.
I remember years ago you used to live around the corner from me and you called me up and you were excited because you'd bought an Xbox secondhand and you were like, come and check out all the cool games I've got. And then we sat there and we played the Sonic game where you turn into a werewolf. Oh. And I was like, this girl does not get it.
No, that game was horrific.
It was so bad.
Because I had never owned a console. Mm. We'd never been allowed that growing up. We had computer games and stuff. Mm. But yeah, so I got this Xbox and then I was like, yes, I will get the cheapest games here. Wow, Sonic, $10.
Yeah.
What a steal.
And it's because it tricks you because at the start of it, you're just Sonic and you're like, this is pretty cool.
I can remember both of us getting very frustrated with it.
Yeah, then you turn into a werewolf and it's really cumbersome.
And we were both just screaming at one point, just being like, just let us go fast in a straight direction.
You've got to go fast.
And all of this being said, we still played it for like nearly 3 hours, I remember. A marathon afternoon. What was the other game you had where you're like, you're God or something?
Oh, that is a great game, From Dust. That is so good.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. And it's the first thing. I have a Mac, so I can't buy it on my computer on Steam. But Oh my god. It's one of my favorite games.
I remember you being really into it, but you were really into it in like a really sick way where I think you were just getting off on pretending to be God and like fuck these little people up.
I would. I'd get dirt and put it on them.
The ultimate God act.
But sometimes they like that and they do these little yells like thank you, but it's not that and I'm not gonna going to sound pretty intense, but... Oh.
So I go around to your house and those are the two games you have and I'm like, what does this person want out of gaming? Like, what is she in this for?
Imagine going to someone's house and they own, like, Billy Madison and Training Day and that's it.
That's exactly... Yeah, that's me.
I'm sure you can get them on a combo... You know those, like, combo DVD packs that they sell at Coles?
Oh, those
and they're always two mismatched. Like, most of the time it's like, oh, cool, all three films in the same trilogy on the one disc, cool. Yep. And then it literally will be like...
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves in the Matrix.
Very good off the top of the register. Oh,
yeah. I was planning my second one from the time I said the first one.
Great.
Let's see if there's a third one later on.
There was the, what was it, the grand final of the Australia-New Zealand Splatoon Championships tournament on the weekend. You and I went along. Mm-hmm. Now, you hit me up and you go, hey, what do you reckon we go to this? And I was like, I had no idea Kate was so into like competitive gaming and Splatoon. And then you go, I just want to go because there's a door prize where you can win a Switch. I don't give a fuck about the actual event.
I did not say those. They were wonderful competitors.
I'm reading between the lines, but yeah, that was the vibe that I got.
Yeah. But also like, hey, let's check this out. I've never been to like a competitive gaming before.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was like totally expecting like you walk in and it's like, shh, shh, shh. I don't know.
It's The Shining?
And then it's like,
and then lasers
like,
everywhere.
When something happens, it's like everyone's like, oh, like 1,000 people screaming, and you were like, I think I imagined something that doesn't exist.
We talked about this afterwards. I had the same, I kind of thought it was going to be in like a big, you know, like a big hall or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we turned up, we got there like just after it had started and it's in this venue that's like down a side street, like basically down an alleyway.
Yeah.
We turn up to an abandoned street and there's a big red carpet rolled out the front.
With no one around.
Yeah. Which was very weird. So we go up this stairwell and we can hear the people commentating from the stairwell.
Yeah.
And we walk into a room and I kind of walk into the room thinking this is where it's going to be.
Yeah.
Instead, we just walk into an empty room. Empty room.
That one could assume there would have been waiters with canapes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Walking around, welcoming everyone. A table with Splatoon hats on it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, we'll get one of those on the way out.
Yeah.
And then I quickly realised, I don't want this hat. So I said to you, you may have my hat.
Yeah, you were bigging yourself up at one point. You're like, you're going to get two hats if you play your cards right. And so then we walk into a second smaller room that's attached where the actual thing was happening.
Yes.
So how many people?
Smaller than the first room.
This
is bizarre.
Several rooms, each smaller than the last.
Blinded by lights as soon as we go into it. Very confusing.
They just
sort of get in, shake around for a bit and then sort of figure out the shapes of people. Oh.
How many people would you estimate were there watching? It was maybe
50?
You reckon 50? I reckon less than 50.
Oh. I got there and went, oh, my chances are good.
Yes, of picking up. But enough about that.
Talk about a splat fest, am I right? A little sex joke with Splatoon, everybody.
So who were the teams? It was the Blue-Ringed Octolings and Scar...
I can't pronounce it.
Scarface or something.
Yeah, leet speak in a way or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. It must have been a reference to something.
I never tried to think what that Scarface word was.
Al Pacino, maybe, Scarface.
Maybe it was like Al Capone,
Scrum
though.
Face.
Hell yeah.
The original.
Every time they won, they'd all go, hoo-ha. But anyway, I don't think it was anything to do with Scarface.
You know that famous line from Scarface? Hoo-ha!
You know when an actor gets famous for doing a thing, then they retroactively go back and re-edit all their past movies so that they're now doing the thing in it?
Yeah, Conan the Barbarian keeps telling people he'll be back. It's really weird.
That would be cool if that happened. To happen with every movie.
No, that does happen in the movie. I bought a DVD with Conan the Barbarian and Sliding Doors on it.
He's done it again.
If only I could turn back time.
So we got there and it was, I think they were three games in. It was best of nine and it went down to game nine. It was
seven. It was game seven, wasn't it?
When we got there.
Oh, I see. First 2-7 because nine games.
It was best out of nine.
Is that
right?
No, but if you get to six, you've won.
Because they both got to 6. And then, wait, what?
Oh. Maybe it was first to 9.
No.
I reckon it was... No, no.
I don't know.
No,
were
it was
either
four,
of you
five.
Watching?
It was 4-5 at the end. They got to 4-all and then they played.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the kind of detail that listeners of this podcast love it when we go into.
Also, the first place where we stood, blinding lights in our eyes, went to a second place, fine, moved around the room, blinding light in our eyes. They
it
had
was
all
very
that kind
hard
of like
to find a good position to watch from in the room. Because
why was it so bright?
Event lighting, so that the walls had colours on them, but it meant that everyone was just... and it was a,
you're just copying a harsh LED beam straight in the old retina. Oh. No good.
Like those projected, like, spiralling kind
of
lights, you
that
know what
sort
I mean?
Of stuff.
Yeah, but still...
But so it was like
gotta underline motionless lights.
Motionless lights directly in my eye.
Technically, a very small room.
Not possible to have motionless lights. But anyway, keep going.
Well,
it's just physics.
Well, that's the thing
as
well. We should explain that the players were in the center of the room, and there were
so
screens.
They're in a line facing each other. They had their own screens, and then on the end of both ends, there was a big screen that would kind of jump between players.
Right.
That you could watch.
Okay.
And they had commenters.
In that original ad for the Switch, that was a Splatoon tournament. They had those people out, right?
In like Rod Laver Arena.
Yeah. It's like that, but much more depressing.
Yeah.
That's what we were both picturing.
That's what we were like, oh, this is going to be so sick.
Yeah. Somewhat naively.
It was just a LAN party.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that, what did you say, like the Murrumbeena regionals or whatever they were. Was it Australia and New Zealand?
Both
countries?
So the team that won, the Blue Ringed Octolings, shout out to them, they now get flown to E3 to compete over there.
Oh,
isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And they got a Switch.
And they each get a Switch, which you have to assume if you're good enough and enough of a fan of Splatoon to be playing it competitively, you've probably already gone and gotten yourself a Switch.
They're going up on eBay.
Yeah, but still, if you on the Price is Right, you probably drove there in a car. You don't want to win a second car.
You don't if it's the exact same car that's been out for 2 months.
This, like, pilgrim-type person in the audience. Sandy, come on down.
Like this idiot savant of Splatoon. I just said a body part instead of the name of the... It's not called Spleen. That'd be a terrible game.
Hey, they've called a game Arms.
That's true. They just worked their way through the rest of the body.
Yeah.
They've had brain training.
Yep.
Zelda Breath of the Wild. That's the lungs.
Mario's big fat cock. the Blue Ring Doctorlings, when they got interviewed at the end, they seemed... It was pretty cool seeing them. You know, it's interesting when you walk in, and I think we both felt a little bit like, what is this? And then you just get swept up in it. You know what I mean? Like, within 10 minutes. And so they were... That you could just tell. I mean, they would have all been, what, like 20 or something?
Yeah, they seemed about like 20, yeah.
They were just so, they were going out of their minds. They were so stoked to have won and to, getting flown to LA. So then we get to the main event, drawing the door prize. Now, to go to this thing, they'd advertised it online. There was like a registration form online to like attend, which we'd both filled out, thinking, well, this has put us in the door prize. Running, when they start drawing it, unbeknownst to us, there's a raffle ticket system that they've been giving out, like when people have gotten there. But because we got there late, we didn't know.
But I would also like when we arrived, there was a man in a suit who smiled at us, and there was also there was also a woman in a Nintendo shirt who acknowledged us. So I was like, "We have arrived," and then as soon as I figured out. Oh, no.
Your enthusiasm dissipated immediately. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Just that heartbreaking, like, oh, we're not catching the last plane out of here and we're not safe. Yeah. What's that?
And you were then convinced that it was, you were like, the whole day you were like, I just know it's going to be won by some shit kid who doesn't deserve it, some little punk. You know, they're gonna rig it so that some child gets it.
Yeah. But Tommy, you didn't win.
Yay. And you weren't wrong. I think some dad won it. Gave the ticket to his son. Oh. And then the son, they got the son on mic and he said something like extremely, I don't know.
It was weird. It was ungracious. He didn't even say thank you.
He's a child.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's never too early to start with manners. He can walk in a straight line. He can talk. He can say thank you.
What and did he? Well, no, he's a child. I don't want you to tell me what he said.
It was something along the lines of that I don't own one, as in like I do own one. And I was like, he's orange. already got one.
Yeah, it was
well, that's
just like
rubbing
that.
Salt in the
no,
wound.
No, you're not accountable for anything you say until the age of 93.
There should be a prize for children and a prize for adults.
He gets one of those little fake ones where, like, you push it and it moves the bubbles around inside of it. You know, those old, like, fake
those old,
soapy Game Boys you used to get?
Yeah, give me one of those, like, piece of shit old, you know, those Tiger Electronics, like, handheld games that they make? There was just one and it was, like, three little things that would just come up on the screen. Those little, one of them, he's not going to know the difference.
181 games in one. All of them are Frogger. It's all just different types of Frogger.
Anyway, it was a wonderful day.
It was all right. I'm furious at the staff for not acknowledging that we had turned up late when they knew that we'd turned up late. And they could have said, oh, Here's your raffle ticket. I think that's poor doing your job badly. And
What would your reaction have been?
Maybe it's on you, though. Like, if Charlie Bucket showed up to Willy Wonka's place just, like, while they're already on the boat ride, he doesn't get to win.
Well, yeah, maybe. What would your reaction have been? Have you ever won anything, by the way?
No, that's why I was like, maybe today's the day. Barely anyone's in this.
Yeah.
So you've got pent up. You've got all these years of pent up kind of.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you'd be one of those people that they play on radio ads where you just would go berserk?
Yes. Genuinely, I might have fainted if I'd won. Because when we played Mario Kart before, when I pieced together that we were playing Mario Kart, I kind of lost it and started just clapping openly.
It was great. It was something to behold. Knox, you've won what did you win in a...
I won a Sega Saturn in a Civic video.
What?
Which is the most 90s. I think I've told this story.
Oh, so hang on a minute. So no wonder you're sticking up for this little piece of shit kid that we saw.
Yeah. I was that
you
kid.
Were a piece of shit kid. And you already had one. Didn't you?
No, I didn't. Yeah. No, and I ended up selling it though.
Oh, the worst person.
Well, it's, you know.
Didn't you also win like free Maccas? Was that same competition?
I won a free party at McDonald's. Yeah.
I should have gone to Splatoon-a-thon with this guy, not with you.
Why is this my fault all of a sudden?
You're not lucky like him. You're not lucky like him.
This guy can't even tie his shoelaces. He's not getting you a Switch.
He's been handed everything throughout his whole life.
This guy needs it.
Probably want a pair of them curly laces that just kind of like loop into each other. Oh, remember them?
Yeah, I love them.
I don't remember them.
Really? They're like springy.
Were they?
Yeah.
Okay. I've only ever had floppy laces.
What was dumber, Velcro or the little spirally ones?
Velcro's an incredible invention.
Yeah, Velcro's great. I'm a big supporter of Velcro.
Yeah.
I want to go on record.
If we could get Velcro to sponsor this podcast. Oh. Get out of here, Luke Creighton. Sick of you. Close your boxes with Velcro, then we'll talk.
Well, on that note, should we go to an ad from our fine sponsors down at Loot Crate?
No!
All right, let's move on. This episode is sponsored by Loot Gaming, which I feel is appropriate because this is a video games podcast. Anyone can jump in, please. No, they've been sponsoring
weird
us for a while.
Weird copy they've sent us this month that you're currently reading from.
Just a lot of ellipses.
Yeah.
Brackets sweat profusely.
So it's kind of appropriate that we'll be talking about Mario Kart later in the episode because the theme of this month's Loot Gaming Loot Crate is Road Rage.
Yeah. Now, weird title for the theme because to me that doesn't sound fun.
You don't enjoy yelling at people in your car? Because I really do.
Comes with a 5-iron that you can vault through someone's back window when they cut you off in traffic. Comes with a big glove that's permanently in the middle finger so that you don't have to bother doing it yourself
that's
when you're driving around.
A pretty cool glove, though. Watching OJ try to get it on.
Glove not included.
The funniest type of glove.
Yeah, so some of the things you'll get in the Road Rage one, they'll be from Destiny. Which, there's vehicles in Destiny.
Yeah, and they have, like, they put on races in it sometimes so they
really?
Can't be bothered coming up with other content.
Like the, what are they called? They're not, like, jet skis.
They're called
like
jet sparrows, aren't they?
Yeah. No, jet skis, I think. Rocket League. I haven't played Rocket League in a while, but fuck, I thrashed it for a little bit.
Yeah, same.
Really addictive.
Mm. Rocket League's sick. Yeah. Do you reckon it'll come to the Switch? That'd be nice.
Oh, there's whispers, isn't there?
I read some interview with them about it. There was a thing going around for a little while where
Billy, we're really trying to get Rocket League going. So if you could just get started.
These are some industry whispers.
Oh, right. Jesus Christ. That's like,
it's a great bit.
Somehow the frequency that recording on has managed to pick up the frequency of these industry whispers.
Yeah, if you could just get that on my desk by Friday, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay, well, we veered off into the boring side of industry. So we're not getting any information. We're just getting.
Did you hear that? That Kate and Tony have been hooking up lately. That's the. Sorry, your name's Kate. I shouldn't have used Kate as a.
Who's this Tony guy who's telling everyone I'm hooking up with him?
The king of improv. Oh, I need a girl's name. Oh, there's one in front of me.
Kate,
I'll
just Kate and Tony.
Not Tommy.
Tommy.
Tony.
Yeah.
So thank you, Luke Gaming. No, there's also Twisted Metal. I don't think I ever played Twisted Metal.
I played one. Yeah, they were cool.
Yeah. Were they like Burnout? Was Burnout a thing?
No, they were car combat things like Vigilante 8, if you ever played that.
Yeah, I did play that one, yeah. And Mario Kart is also in this this month's Loot Gaming Loot Crate, which I'm particularly excited about.
They send good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those loot crates are all right by me.
This is
They're no Velcro, but I like them.
This is the most interest I think I've ever had in a loot crate theme.
Mm.
Like I'm into, if there's a cool Rocket League and a cool Mario Kart in
Fuck
here, then I'm on board.
I hope the next month is Roid Rage, because that'll be...
a tiny pair of testicles.
Six little Chris Benoit figures. Doesn't matter anyway. Move on.
Oh, goodness. Loot Gaming. It's the best surprise you know is coming. It's one of the kinds of crates you get from Loot Crate, who have sponsored us for ages, and we very much appreciate their support. If you want to get a subscription to Loot Gaming, you go to lootcrate.com/filthycasuals and you enter the promo code filthycasuals to get $3 off any new subscription.
They're the big dollars.
87 Australian dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad.
It's actually, I just checked, it's like $4.60 Australian.
Okay.
So not bad. We have a shit currency.
Knock 40 cents off of that and baby, you got a number. With those like gaming tournament things.
$4.20.
Hey.
If you're not confident in what you're currently saying, always make sure you've got something ready to go immediately.
Yeah.
That's the
Knock
specialty.
I'm a double barreled shotgun, because every single time I will pull out a second thing. But no, like I was gonna say, I've watched like little bits and pieces of like Dota tournaments and League of Legends and all of those ones where you're getting like tens of thousands of people in arenas. Like it's the thing that you were imagining.
Yeah.
Where it's all these ridiculous. And I don't get it. Mm. I really don't. It's not something that, because I watch, like the last couple of weeks I've been watching some video and playing this thing of, we're moving on now, by the way, but it's called.
If you hadn't said that, that would have been a really smooth transition.
I don't want it to be smooth. I want it to be rough and jarring. It's this game called PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, and I hate that name.
I've never heard of that.
So it's like PlayerUnknown is the person who was mainly... It's like Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction or whatever.
Okay.
Not what
it's called, but anyway.
Yeah.
But video game people have dumb names, and so it's like...
Lee Daniels is the butler.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, that came on a DVD with, I don't know, The Shawshank Redemption. But anyway, it's pretty fun. It's really cool.
What is it? What kind of game is it?
It's Battle Royale or The Hunger Games. It's you and 99 other people get... fly in a plane over an island, you jump out when you want, then you go down there, you've got nothing, and you've got to find guns and armor and stuff like that and be the last one alive.
Oh, wow, cool.
And you can do it in little teams as well. You can get up to, I think, 4 other people as well, maybe 3 other people, and go in little squads. And it's fucking really tense.
Right.
And it feels like being in that sort of a thing, like a battle royale situation.
Yeah, cool.
Where you've got to sneak around and like maybe you just want to hunker down and be quiet for a while. But then there's also this...
my general mode of operation.
Yeah, there's this constricting.
Is there a TV around here?
I don't even want to play. There's like a constricting circle that closes in around the island that you've got to remain within,
like Battle Royale.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's still in early access,
right?
So it's not like officially out yet.
So you're saying, you're saying you would like to watch a tournament of this?
I have been watching video of other people playing it, which is something I never do.
Mm.
So that sort of spectatory version of playing games is something that's really new to me, and I think that younger people are more easily able to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
totally.
It's because they grew up with it. I saw a magazine. I was in a newsagent before.
I got whiplash.
Okay.
I saw a magazine that was just a Minecraft magazine.
And they were spoofing Batman on the cover of it.
Yeah, it was
this
fucking...
Bucktooth kid has absolutely taken the bloody piss.
He called it Everybody Hates Raymond. I don't know where he got some balls from, but...
news media is out of control.
And that shows what difference there is between me and the younger generation, is that I was in a newsagent earlier.
Yes.
But It Battlegrounds is very fun, and it's $30 I think on Steam.
Okay,
oh, cool.
And I've been having a good time with that. Ooh. I reckon it's a bit of fun, and it's just like it's one of those things where it's real simple, in and out. One match, you're done. You can play it for 10 minutes if you want. Mm. Or
Speaking of like watching competitive gaming and stuff, there's a thing that someone was talking about the other day online. What is it called? Games Done Quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like a
speedrunning.
Speedrunning weekend, like a festival of speedrunning kind of.
For charity they do it,
I
think.
And I know people that are super, super into it that really get into the community of like watching people try and break the world records for fastest runs through games.
Yeah.
Right. And the people that are into it are really, really into it. And that's the closest I think. I don't really have much interest in watching people play competitive GoldenEye, but speedrunning, I think I could get pretty deep into it.
It's I've watched some of that stuff before as well, and like it's crazy to see them break these things that you know, and like they have all these, like they've got these communities of people who are like, well, this guy found this other trick and that shaves 6 seconds off.
Someone will find a new glitch that
and it's all this fucked stuff that I genuinely don't understand. Like I watched one of Ocarina of Time, and he's like, so I got to get these bugs in two of the bottles, but not this bottle, and then move over to this place and look this person in the eye, spin around backwards, and then like it's got to be Tuesday and blah blah blah.
Wow, because that seems like it takes more time.
No, you got to wait.
And then you turn the game on. OCD is a terrible.
But it's
smashing your house pots.
It's a weird thing that I don't think I could ever get into from a playing it point of view.
Totally. Yeah. But like watching Super Mario 64 speedruns where it's just like all he's just doing is like just backflipping and somersault. You know what I mean? You got to hit the wall at the right angle so that you go through it like fucking
and
Hogwarts.
You start flying backwards.
Can you get to that top? The top picture of Peach on the outside of the building in Mario 64.
Sort of.
How can you go into it?
I don't think you can go into
it. I am playing the DS version of 64, just so everyone knows.
When you get all of the stars, you get into a cannon that shoots you on top of the castle and you meet Yoshi up there. In the 64 one, I don't know what happens in the DS one.
Can you go into the picture on the outside of the building?
I don't think you can.
Answer a fucking question.
No, I don't think you can. But
you can
what's
either.
Yoshi doing up there?
He's just fucking walking around and he's too embarrassed to admit that he's stuck. Like
really?
In the 64 one, he's like, oh, crazy you got up here, Mario. I'm fine though. Don't worry about me. I'm meant to be up here, so it's cool.
Oh, is Yoshi suicidal? Are you meant to talk him down? You just Maybe. Left him up there?
I just, like, he wanted to be alone.
Oh, he's gone now.
That game was rife for, because it was, like, pre-internet era. Like, so rife for rumors of, like, you get all the stars, then you see Yoshi. Now it's going to look like you can't do anything with Yoshi. You got to ride Yoshi around. Then you get one more star, and then you can play as Luigi. Like, it wasn't just easy to get online and dispel a rumor.
Yeah,
totally. And yeah, that's the thing with all those speedrun things as well, is that they just it's this mass of people working as one together to do it.
Yeah.
So that's how you get all these fucking super complicated things that you shouldn't be able to figure out all done, because just the sheer manpower.
Mm.
Humanity is a wonderful organism when we work together. It's communism and I hate it. I've got two very different opinions. I've been speedrunning just my days lately.
Yeah. I smoke a bong and all of a sudden it's 8 p.m. Oh, I'm 30. What happened?
You're speedrunning watching the Uber Eats driver ride through.
Just fast forwarding through movies.
So, Nox, there was some news of the week that you had lined up that we had to get to. Wait, very quickly, Dennett, what have you been playing lately? What's the most recent thing
you've playing, on the DS, Advanced War.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Advanced Wars.
Those games are cool. A sentence.
It's in the future tense. You put it in the past tense.
Yeah. I still haven't quite got my head around how to say it, but I've been playing that. Mm. And
so you're stuck on the title screen at this point.
What does it mean?
Just the opposite of a speedrunner.
Wow, this game, I'm still confused all these years later.
What is Advance Wars? Is that like real time
strategy?
Turn-based.
Turn-based strategy. They started, I think there was one before it. Yeah, so it was Advance War, and then they did.
Oh,
they did
a
few
second.
Of them.
Well, in Japan, there was they had like Famicom Wars, which was on the NES.
Excuse
and they
me.
Sorry, it's Famicom. It's a really silly name, and it sounds like a tampon brand or something. But it
Famicom.
For the discerning woman.
The Famicom was the NES in Japan. Yeah. The family computer.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. And that's what my family calls me.
And so they
and they did that for years, and it didn't come over to you know Western regions until Advance Wars, and then there was like a sequel. And then there was one of the DS and then a second one of the DS and then it went quiet for ages.
Yeah, they haven't done one for ages, but they're cool. Yeah. Their little turn-based strategy. The art style is very like kind of anime-ish, like cartoony art style. Okay.
I played a lot of the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black Hole Rising, it was called. Black Hole Rising. Blah, blah, blah. Maybe it was Black Sun Rising or Black Hole. It wouldn't have been Black Sun. That's ridiculous. That
Are
was
you
a song
trying
I sung.
To sing that Black Ocean.
Ocean. Won't you come? No. Yeah, that's
so
cool.
You've been playing Black Hole Sun.
Yes, and I've been playing Diddy Kong Racing.
Oh, great. Yeah. A classic.
And whichever Mario Kart is on the DS as well.
Mario Kart DS.
That's the one.
And the new Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That Mario Kart DS is a great one. That was
really
like
good.
The first time they introduced like all the new weird cars that you can get in there.
Oh, really?
I remember with Waluigi you could unlock like a fucking crane, like a bobcat thing. Like a.
Oh, yeah.
Like he could drive around in a... What's the thing that's got the big... What's the bit of...
A bulldozer?
I never changed my car.
A digger, like a digger.
Yeah.
I think I've always just called them
crane
diggers.
Crane thing on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've got it.
A crane.
A crane.
But it isn't a crane. It's a scooping crane.
Oh, like a...
Excavator?
Excavator,
there
maybe.
You go.
Yeah.
Look at these soft hands. Never done a hard day's work.
I know. By the way, it's probably not called an excavator. And we're like, excavator.
I have people who know what the name of that is.
And it's been such a long time since I've played the game. There's a huge chance that it doesn't even exist in it. And I've just made this up.
I feel like I remember that too. The DS one was great, yeah.
The DS, it was the first time they had a heap of characters in there. The first time you could unlock stuff. I think it was the first time they did the that's got some of the classic courses on it.
Mm-hmm. It's got 16 new, 16 old.
Yeah, that was the first time they'd ever done that. Like, yeah, a lot of cool stuff in that game.
Mm.
The end. Oh, and the challenge mode. The challenge mode's really cool.
Yeah, the little...
What's challenge mode?
Oh, I've never had any friends around to play that one.
It's a single player thing. It's like a little, you know, it's like little missions that you have to do.
Oh, yeah.
So it goes like, hey, run this course and pick up 10 item boxes. On
oh, yeah. Actually, I like them.
Yeah,
is that on the new one?
No, they haven't done that since then. That was really cool.
Yeah, they should do that. Bring
that
back.
That had the best like single player stuff. So there's a new Mario Kart that you blooded boys have been playing.
Well, let's go to news. Let's go to news first. Okay.
Let's not make it natural.
You put the news away. Keep it out.
I'm sick of this 24-hour news culture that we have. All right, I'll just do it in order of like where these things are coming up here.
He's doing a classic me move of like describing what he's going to do. That's very simple just before doing
it. Why don't you just tell people to go to this website to get exactly the same information?
Because we give the news in a fun little way.
Yeah. This won't be released for what? How long?
This will go up like an hour after we've done it.
There'll be a nuclear war. Oh, does it really?
Yeah,
it goes up tonight.
Why do you assume, why have you walked in here assuming that we just sit on these for ages?
Because I'm always like, oh, I just assumed they bloody recorded this a week ago and now they're scrambling to edit together. I always think that you, the intention is to release it on Wednesday morning, but you guys are never organized enough. I just assumed.
No, we usually record Wednesday evening and put it up Wednesday night.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My apologies.
This right now, this is so us.
But the reason we do that is because for a while we didn't do it on that schedule, and every time we put one up, it'd be like, oh, by the way, video games are completely different than yesterday now.
Yeah,
and
huge news would happen, like, in between us recording and putting it up.
Hillary would lose the election.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
We literally had to edit something out that day because we all assumed that Hillary was going to win.
Oh yeah.
And I made some really...
Just a lot of Trump jokes.
I want you to play it. I want you to play that last episode.
Nah, it's gone forever. It's like when Mickey Mouse used to have like the awful representations of black people and Disney's like, nah, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's us.
Yeah.
So, Call of Duty...
Yeah, so Call of Duty World War II, like a lot of people are being like, well, Battlefield 1 did World War I, they're just copying it.
That's weird because Call of Duty did World War II 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's the feeling I'm getting off of this one is like, oh, cool, 15 years ago, I was sick of World War II. Just, I get it. You're heroes. Move on.
Oh, you were sick of the good guys. I was sick of the bad guys from day dot.
Nah.
Shut up, granddad. Stop going on about it. I don't want to see your fucking shitty little medal.
But yeah, no, like, it might be cool. I'm just so checked out of the Call of Duty series at this point. Yeah. In general.
I'm more checked out than you. I haven't played one in 10 years. You played the last one.
I keep fucking going back. I don't know what it is. There's something about how massive they are that it makes me want to understand it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I did like them for a period of time. Call of Duty 4 was great. I don't know if you've ever played any of them.
I'm more checked out than both of you guys. I've never played one.
Yeah. Right? I haven't either.
The only way you can be more checked out than me is if you've literally never heard of it until this moment. Yeah.
Is this the one where you're a pigeon and people...
Yeah, yeah. It's Pigeon of Duty, yeah.
I just got to deliver my message.
Yeah, they've done a trailer. It's set in World War II.
So you've never played one, Kate?
No, I've never been attracted to the idea of it.
Yeah. Mm, any shooter at all?
Yeah, I like Halo and stuff.
Yeah, right.
And I'm playing Destiny at the moment. I have no friends to play with and I keep getting friend requests and I don't know how to respond to them. So I'm just this lonely person with like a little cloth around my waist just staring into the distance.
I never really played it in a multiplayer sense. I just like it was. It's a fun mechanic of the shooting. It's like it's fun. It's fun.
It just it feels very good to play.
Yeah, it looks great as well.
Is the thing that has made Call of Duty not appealing to you the very pro-war-y kind of nature of them?
Just like,
what is it?
It kind of makes me feel sick, that whole like, I'm in the war and I'm shooting this guy and then, oh, right, I'm just going to go eat my cheese now. Like, I don't know. It just
like literally
kinda,
shooting people.
Yeah. And then also just like also all the crazy, I don't know, because I am easily confused by all this stuff anyway. By
advanced war?
Am I in the war when I'm playing it? Like, is my body in the game? No, that's not what no, but like the crazy people who play it and how it's just like so, as far as I'm aware, and I am probably very outdated, and I also don't think this is a reason to not do something, but it seemed insanely sexist. And I just, when I'm relaxing, I don't want to be reminded of the shit outside of the fantasy world that I'm playing.
Yeah, yeah.
And also it's not really a fantasy. It's like, I don't know. Mm. I've got like family who are in wars and I've heard some fucked up stories and I'm just like, I don't really want to go to that.
Yeah.
Even before it got really co-opted by like bro culture and became the default like joke game that if you're trying to like write like a piece of shit bro-y character, you would attach. Even before that, it just felt like, even before it got co-opted in that way, it just felt massively
that way. GTA 5, how that kid plays basically Call of Duty. You know, and you're completely right about that tone, and it's gotten more so over the years of this very fucking celebratory tone around war, like this real fucking we went and did it, and it's really creepy. Like the last one especially was like distasteful in how it did that.
It's
shit.
Like fucked up jock fantasy. Like, totally. Imagine just getting to fucking blow someone's head off. Now this lets you do it.
So it's gotten more like that over the years as well. And so I'm interested to see with this one how going back to World War II and this thing that had a bit of a reverent tone of that, where it was like, you know, after you died every time, it'd say "war is hell" and some quote from somebody and all that sort. And the kind of the point was about how shit this situation was. They really, it was ripping off Saving Private Ryan, basically. That and so seeing it go back with this like fucking tone that they have now is gonna be possibly really gross.
So
I'm almost into that if it's World War II but all the characters are like ultra bros.
I'm just gonna get this grenade, gonna like chuck it over there.
Man, do you realize when the day when we're storming the beaches is? It's Bob Marley's birthday, man.
Yo, this Hitler's a real cocksucker.
Suck it, you fuck. Fucking suck it there. Man, I really hope they do that now.
Yeah, that
they've all got fucking
cool
weed things on the side of their bayonets or whatever. Doing burnouts in the landing boats.
Yeah, sounds no good.
No.
But the other thing that like,
Is the thing, I don't know anyone, like we've talked about this a bit, Call of Duty seems like at the moment it just exists in its own little, you know, like we're in a video games group on Facebook. No one in there ever talk, like no one I talk to who play games ever mentions playing Call of Duty, but they still sell well enough. It seems like the people who play it, like that's all they play.
Well,
they
it's
just
like
go into hibernation for 8 months of the year and then a new Call of Duty comes out and they reactivate, they clock it in 14 hours and then they go back into the chamber.
Well, film fans don't like talk about Michael Bay. Like, film fans aren't dissecting the Michael Bay movie.
Yeah.
It's, sure.
But like everyone's watching them.
How Adam Sandler still makes millions and millions of dollars on his movies. Yeah. Anyway, that'll come out and it'll be the same as ever, probably.
Mm.
What else has been bloody interesting? That Zelda DLC, they said some stuff about what that's going to be.
Yeah, they've given out a few more details on that, which sounds cool.
And so this is the first of three, right?
First of two. Mm.
First of
two? Yeah.
Is it just two?
I think it was two.
I think it's three, like two small ones and one big one.
I thought the first one was like the day one DLC.
Hey, if only there was some way of finding out. Shame there isn't.
I'm pretty sure there's two packs. There's one in the middle of the year and then one at the end of the year.
Yeah, I thought that was...
And this one is like a new challenge mode, a hard mode, some new armor and costumes, and then the one at the end of the year is a new story.
Yeah.
Like the one at the end of the year is like the more kind of fleshed out. But for this one, when they first announced it, seemed like it was going to be pretty bare bones and not much in it. But now that they've revealed a bit more of it, it seems like there's some actually pretty cool stuff in
there. Kind of.
Nothing it's like, huge, but the...
isn't there like a horde mode kind
it's like a 45 room, this says, it's called Trial of the Sword and Trial of the Century. When OJ... I keep talking about OJ lately.
I know.
I don't know why it is.
You're obsessed.
An OJ video game would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. I want to play as the Bronco.
You have like
an OJ kart racing game.
Oh, open me doors. He's trying to get in.
There's only one track. This is a bit rich.
The only power up is a gun you can hold to your head.
Oh,
fucking hell. God. Fucking hell. Wow. Can't wait for that Johnny Cochran DLC.
Yeah, that's basically like a horde mode thing. There's a thing where you can see where you've been on the map.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's genuinely really cool.
Yeah, that's a real good way of finding somewhere you haven't been, obviously.
Yeah.
Go exploring. Find, you know, explore the laneways.
You can dress as Tingle.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Kate, you haven't played much Zelda, have you?
I've played the DS version, not Spirit Tracks. What's the other one? The
Phantom Hourglass.
Yes.
Is Tingle in that one?
Who is Tingle?
Tingle's this weird little camp elf who's in a couple of them.
Like a male Tinkerbell, basically?
Yeah.
He thinks he's a Tinkerbell.
Very Japanese approach to sexuality.
I've got like a little fairy person that I... Is that the same thing?
Maybe. Is he all dressed in green?
No.
Does
he
have little red balloons?
On the end of the stick that I use to move the... Link
No, yeah, that's just a regular fairy.
Okay.
That's just a...
grown men sitting in a bedroom discussing varieties of fairies.
It's, well,
what
they're real.
What do you mean grown men? What am I to you?
No, but we're discussing it to you. You're like, what is this?
Oh, I see how language works.
Discussing it to you.
Yeah, that language don't work.
Advance Wars. So that all looks like cool stuff. I think there's nothing major in it yet, but
not yet.
You know, the fact that they announced this kind of initially very vaguely and it was like these two or three things that were like, and then when they've announced it, it's actually a bit more fleshed out than it seems, gives me hope for the second one, which already seems like there's a fair bit in it, that there'll be even more in that. A new hard mode, which would be cool if you finished it, I guess. Make the enemies regain health as you're fighting them.
As of like right now, you can swap the voice languages if you want, which is, I wish that had happened immediately. Because
what, you want to listen to it in Japanese?
Yeah, the voice acting in English is really bad.
Wait, so you'd have subtitles?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you can, because, all the writing is fine, but just the actors they got for it weren't good. Sorry guys if you're listening. There's some other stuff, but I don't know, like you said, you can go on the internet and look up your own news if you want. Honestly, I feel like my job's been kind of taken away by them robots.
Is this the end of Captain News's news corner?
It's just private news now, and that's why I'm not going to tell you any of it.
All right, you've been busted down to private.
The last guy who was one of the writers on any of the Half-Life games has left Valve. I don't know. That I used to really like them. It's been 10 years almost since the last one. They've never said anything about doing another, but they left it very...
You said 10 and then you held up two fingers at me.
What am I going to fucking drop everything that I'm holding? Just
do none or do all of them.
Use your toes.
Two sets of five is what was going on, all right?
Yeah.
I wiggled them each five times a piece and you're meant to interpret. That new 2DS.
Yep.
Little 2DS XL.
Oh, it's probably pertinent that I've been mentioning all these games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a weird kick in the teeth of 3DS, like to just like bring out another 2DS right
Why
at the end.
Why have they done this?
Nothing that comes out on the 3DS now uses 3D.
That's
like
very
Pokemon
true.
Came out and I thought I'd got like a busted version or something.
Yeah.
That new Pikmin game is all into it. They've just given up on the conceit, so why not roll these things if they're still going to make games for it?
Yep. But you can't use 3DS games in a 2DS machine, can you?
You can. But they all work in it. You just can't look at them in 3D and nobody cares.
Because I was going to say, where are you buying 2DS games from these days?
It's all so confusing. So, there was the DS and the 3DS, and then the 2DS originally didn't have the snap screen. It was kind of, I think it was more for kids. Like, it was basically
I feel like this
hard
is what
plastic
this,
shell.
This still is, because if they're going to go full Switch, you don't want a kid playing your Switch, so maybe they'll just have this 2DS.
So it's called
that
a
dad
new
on the weekend is fine with his kid playing the Switch.
It's called a new Nintendo 2DS XL as well. The naming for the various DSs has been fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Because it went like DS, DSi, DS Lite, DSi XL. Like, that's just a fucking
3DS, 3DS XL. New 3DS,
Hyundai XL,
2DS.
The use of new in front of things, because then something else comes out after it, and it's not the new one. It's
The new
and you know,
Coke
the other thing was,
from the 80s.
I was trying to buy a new Nintendo 3DS for a little while on eBay, and it's so hard to sift through the results because you just put new in, so you end up with all the old ones that are in brand new condition. It's a fucking nightmare.
The new Nintendo 2DS XL refurbished will come out soon. What else? There's... I know none of you did play the Darksiders games. No. There's a third one of them been leaked. That's coming out, which didn't look like it was going to happen.
Games don't really ever leak, do they?
It happens a fair... Oh, not the whole game, just the information about it.
No, like, okay, sorry.
The information about stuff tends to... No, yeah, that doesn't happen. But information leaks all the time.
Yeah, of course.
And I feel like it's deliberate a lot of the time because people respond better to like, oh, it leaked. Mm. Oh, I'm getting it for secret. I'm sneaking into the theater.
Yeah, people love those industry whispers.
Yeah. What are they saying?
Can you guys hear that?
I wish you just refused to do it.
Can you guys hear that? No, we actually can't hear anything.
Too far away.
This game is called The Dig, and it's been made in 1999, and I've got a new copy of it.
Dig?
The Dig.
It was made in 1999.
I don't think it was. I think it was made a lot earlier than that. I tried to make a joke, and then I went, I don't know enough facts about The Dig.
You're talking to the king of years over here, and I will tell you The Dig came out in maybe 1990. I don't know, but I was one.
I was four.
I was three.
No, maybe it was like 95.
Oh, fuck. Well, I would have been eight.
I was nine.
I would have been eight.
I was six. Anyway, there's some news, but, you know, the world keeps turning. We'll see.
Yeah,
I love how you've tried to get out of News Corner about five times now, and we just keep blocking it, and then you begrudgingly pick up your phone again and go, oh, yeah, fucking sandwich in a bin.
That was my favourite part of the episode.
My favourite leak.
I can leak some stuff about what I've been doing this week, if you'd like to do that before Mario Kart.
A week leak.
So this isn't a formal official announcement. This is just a leak. This is scuttlebutt at this point.
No, it's a leak is you telling me what happened to you and then me leaking it.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well,
tell her through this microphone what you've been doing.
Knox lost his virginity.
Emily Rogers has done it again.
No, this is a classic case of Chinese whispers.
Oh, you can't say that.
I know some VR stuff. Let's go to the source.
Well, all right, I've cobbled together a press release.
You're on the back foot because the information got out without your permission.
Guys, there's been some rumors, and I can officially confirm that I played a few things on PlayStation VR in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Okay. No, I played like five different things.
Excuse me, Mr. Knox. What was the first thing you played?
The first thing that I played would have been...
I'll take my question off the air.
I don't remember chronologically. I can't give you
Man,
that information.
You were sweating.
I do not recall. Me and my wife love each other very much. I played... My favorite thing I played was Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Cool, yeah.
It's fucking sick. What? So it's a bomb defusal game. And the person in the VR, in the virtual world, has a bomb in front of them with all these different components on it. And you have to look at the bomb and communicate to your partner who is looking at the screen where it has like a manual.
Mm-hmm.
on the screen, and so you have to tell them, I'm seeing a countdown timer and it's got these colors on it, and they have to look that up in the manual and tell you what to do with it.
So you're playing this with a friend?
Yeah.
I was going back and forth.
Yeah. Which stranger from Airtasker did you get to come out and play this with you?
I'll have you know that it was my brother who was forced to. I took it down to like my family's house. I played it with them, showed my dad it, and it was cool watching people react to VR. Yeah,
okay, for context, I don't know if you've heard this on the show, but this show got given a VR. Mm. So we now have to share it between the three of us.
Yeah.
I think is about to become an organisational disaster.
No, well, like we'll be done with it because this is my only complaint with it so far. Really, is that almost everything is short as fuck.
So
I bought this game called Static that was really fun, where you're holding the controller, which is a bit different for a video game, and your hands are trapped inside of this puzzle box, and you have to figure out what each of the buttons does. In relation to this box.
Oh,
so you'll
cool.
pull the trigger
that's
in and great. Then something will light up on the
so
box.
So when you look down at your hands, so cool. it's just in the box.
It's stuck inside and it feels really cool. And it's got like sort of a portally kind of wrapping to it where it's like science experiments, but that bit wasn't very engaging.
Portally wrapping?
Yeah.
Well, my name's Johnny Portal and I'm here to say.
Oh. I wish I hadn't have lived. And it's all of the puzzles are really fun and it feels cool, like slowly figuring out how to undo this box. I didn't really like the kind of story stuff and it's very short, but the actual puzzles were very fun.
How much was it?
$30.
Okay. See, this is the only thing is that they're pretty. The cost of, I guess, relative to full-length games is still cheaper, but $30 for something that doesn't... Because at the moment, I've been playing a lot of the indies on the eShop on the Switch.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of them are pretty short and pretty basic, but they're like $10.
Totally.
So it's like, fine.
Everything's a little too pricey for VR, and you've got to look at it movie ticket comparison
going on there, I guess it has to be it still is...
A certain amount of it is totally worth it for the sake of experience. VR, because it is such a fucking super cool thing to be oh my god, I'm looking up and then so's this guy.
Yeah, that's
How did your dad take to it? Because I'm keen to give my parents a go on it.
Yeah, he loved it. He was like, oh shit, this is the future, cool.
Yeah,
you know, that sort of a reaction of like, well, I've made it. Here we are.
Oh. My boys come home with the future.
Adam doesn't exist in here, it's bliss.
He just lets the bomb explode.
It's cool just like seeing other people play around with it. Like for
it was
such
fun
a,
when we did it as a group.
It's great.
And for such a weirdly like delicate and expensive thing, the urge is, and hard to set up thing kind of, the urge is like to want to take it to show people, you know? And I wish that one day will be easier. But so the other things I tried were Job Simulator, which you have the Move controllers, which ended up getting they are just your hands and you're grabbing things and throwing things around. It's this funny little game where it's like you're in the future and it's a museum of like the humans used to do these jobs and you're like, you know, moving crates and shit. It's more fun than it sounds. And maybe a better person could have narrated it a little more engagingly. But hey, move on, Adam.
Is this still part of the game?
Yeah,
are we in the game?
We're in his head.
Then I played Thumper.
Oh, I've heard that's quite good.
It's fucking cool. Yeah. It's like a rhythm game. You're fucking hurtling down this track and you're a little beetle. And you've got to move to the sides or jump and stuff in rhythmic timing to avoid obstacles and get points and whatever. And being in VR like doesn't add heaps to it. You can just play it on the screen if you want. And I reckon it's really cool. It's all just like these fucking like industrial drum tracks that you're going to and it really works well. But the VR thing is cool because you're in VR. And Dirt Rally also, which you're driving a rally car. Mm-hmm. And that's cool. That's exactly what you think it is.
I played, Drive Club? Was it the demo, I think?
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I found it really disorienting and I felt a bit sick playing it.
Right.
I'm not into the driving games. In
sure. I'd maybe
no offense, but who cares what you think?
Ooh.
Adam, keep going.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. I've watched my housemate play it, but I haven't. I guess if you're really into like cars and racing and stuff, it's probably more of a thrill, but
I think did you find you had to adapt to it or
not really? I didn't get any of the sickness from anything.
That was the only thing I got motion sickness.
The only thing I found with it is it was just kind of the blandest implementation of it because you're just sitting in a car.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it doesn't really change anything up that much. Like, it's kind of cool, but it also makes the graphics a lot worse so that it can run on it.
Yeah.
So
do you not have a map, though, so you have to look in your rear view mirrors and stuff?
Well, you've got a guy sitting next to you going, like, hard 30 left.
Oh, okay.
And he's right. Like, whoa, no, really difficult 30 left, and, you know, things like that. Oh, yeah. 20 incline, buddy.
Yeah.
All of that sort of stuff.
So you're really Colin McRae.
Yeah. Well,
R.I.P.
And the other thing was, because like a lot of these were on special, which is why I bought them. They were like 60% off or more.
Yep.
That's how much worrying more? If like this, hey, this new thing. Oh, yeah. No one's please. Buying it. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. But
the PlayStation, that's the cool thing about the PlayStation store. They just, they're mental down there. They just have all these insane flash sales all the time.
So,
like, a game will have just come out and they're like, cool, this thing that came out yesterday and was $99, it's $4 now, just for the next day.
I'm a fucking sucker for that sort of stuff.
Because it's digital sales, it's like, well, they don't really lose anything by discounting it.
Yeah. And so...
Revenue?
Well...
But it's not like they've made a physical copy that they're discounting and like...
There's no bottom baseline of what they have to sell it for to make a profit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and well, and like Steam always does that stuff as well.
I don't think these guys understand
how money works.
Guys,
a lot of the barefoot investor over here.
I'm in a lot of debt.
And the other thing was, I looked it up. Just
did you play Batman?
Oh yeah, no, I've got it, but I haven't had time to play it. Right. Batman is the thing that I want to like take a couple of hours to fucking be the Batman jury. Yeah.
What else do you have on, Knox?
I've got business to attend to.
No, you don't.
I'm a real life Batman.
Currently
go out at night.
Learning how to tie shoelaces. Okay, that's taken time.
It's taken a lot of time off of my speed running of my days.
Rabbit goes under the log, over the log.
And you have to find a rabbit every time. I can't do it. But so the other thing was, I tried to buy these things, and I'd bought stuff on the PlayStation before, but it just came up with this thing of like, nah, fuck off.
Right.
It just said like, your credit card's wrong, you idiot.
Right.
And I'd use that same one to buy stuff, and it was this whole fucking process.
Oh, he's maxed out his credit card.
On the PlayStation.
I'd been buying stuff and buying stuff and buying stuff, so I know it works.
It definitely wasn't that. I looked it up, and it's like these problems of that other people have had as well. And it's fucking
with
impossible
their banks
to fix.
Or with the PlayStation.
If you keep buying stuff, people at some point are like, no. No more.
You know when you were in that job simulator game, you're not actually earning money from that. You have to actually go out and do actual work as well.
It's a genuine problem, though, that's really annoying. And so now it won't accept any payment information.
Oh, really?
And the amount of fucking hassle it was to get Sony to take money from me was fucking irritating. You've got to call up this call center in Ireland.
I got locked out of...
Yeah. Well, I got my credit card information stolen and my PayPal information.
Ugh. Yeah.
And I got scammed out of like $800 that I got back, but... To get into my Sony account again, I had to fucking call Ireland.
Yeah. And that's fine.
And
it's okay that they're there.
But it was like, I was like panicking. Obviously, like all my money was like streaming out of my accounts.
Check out Daddy Warbucks with $800 in his account at one time. Ooh, la-dee-da, Mr. Aristocrat.
It was suffering that you were having.
It
and
was
you're
literally
calling
my last
the
$800.
Irish. You're calling the Irish with your suffering.
Well.
They don't understand what it's like for all your money to be gone.
So
they've got no idea.
Oh, I can see how that's an issue for you. Yeah.
Hello, this is PlayStation. What seems to be the matter today?
We just lost every listener we have in Ireland.
Good.
No, it was like, it's just that it's this one call center, right? Where they're doing everything from, and none of them have the authority to actually do anything. So it was this thing of like, okay, we'll try it again in a day and then we'll escalate it. And then... Obviously, it doesn't work again the next day because why would it suddenly start working?
Totally.
Yeah.
And I hate that how every time you try to get any problem fixed, they're like, you're probably just a fuckwit.
Try it again
in a week.
Yeah.
And it was infuriating and it took forever and it's still not fixed.
Ireland, what's with your customer service?
Put the fucking potato down and unlock my account, mate.
Oh. I wish you hadn't said that one.
Why?
It's racist. Yes.
I don't understand the economy, but I understand racism.
I got locked out of my Apple account recently, and I think I've just gotten back into it, but it took me ages because all the security questions, I remember this. I had deliberately put some of them like slightly wrong to give myself more
in case you were in
protection.
Like a face-off situation and someone else took your identity. How would that possibly make it more?
I don't know. I was like, if the time comes, I'll know what the real, I'll know what
yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
Because it's
yeah.
just
yeah.
me, I'm tricking myself, yeah. so I'll know what I did.
I remember nah. this fun little answer.
That's so yeah. ridiculous. But some of them aren't helpful. Like, some of them are like your favorite fictional character. Yeah. You know that fact about yeah. you that'll never change?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, yeah, exactly. It's like you're asking a 10-year-old, they know. When you're an adult, you're like, I don't know, there's a wealth of things out there that I've yeah. appreciated yeah. over the years.
Fictional characters don't really do it for me anymore. I'm more into real life heroes.
Oh. Just typing like, that in.
Sir, the character limit is 8.
I definitely have done that before as well, but not for anything that was important enough that I've ever needed to get back into it.
Right. So now we know that your bank details are fairly easy to access. If we know enough about you.
You can ask me 3 questions in a bar and take over my life. I think it's first car that I drove. I was almost going to say them, but that's yeah. actual security.
First car
crazy.
Was one of mine, and I couldn't remember, yeah, what I would have put in, because it's like, you have to be exact. So I was like, would I have put the make and the type, or would I have put, because like my car had a nickname, would I have put that in?
Your car had a nickname?
Yeah.
What was it? Wait, don't tell me. I guess.
You wouldn't have put the nickname, surely.
Well, I don't, and the same with like one of the
Drive-O.
One of
my car.
I come up with these quirky, fun little nicknames. I called it Mazda 2.
One of them was least favorite job. And again, it was like, would I have put like all the punctuation in? Does caps count?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that was the main thing where I was like, you know, which way around have I done this?
Yeah. Life, how?
Okay, let's talk about this. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe came out on the Switch this week.
Yeah.
Ben, you and I have been playing it. I played it a lot on the Wii U, so I've pretty much just, you know, I've paid to just own a product that I already own.
Yeah.
It just, you know, on a different console.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, being able to take it on the go is great. You'd never played it before. What do you think?
I fucking love it. The last Mario Kart I played, was actually Mario Kart 7, which I really liked. But I didn't play a lot of it because I don't like handheld consoles. So previously it was the Wii, and I really, really liked that. I played it a lot. I played a lot online. And this is just like the better version, really. Like, it's not, there's nothing revolutionary about it, but it's just more tracks, more carts, more customization.
It's just the mechanics of it and how it handles. I think it's the best Mario Kart by a wide margin.
It is pretty much perfect.
Presentation-wise and polish-wise, And this is the thing, I mean, I've basically just bought the same game again. But it's worth it to, like, you know, it's so good that I'm just going through and doing all the cups again and I don't care. Like, I'm happy to do it. And the benefit of being able to take it on the go. And also the fact that, like, a heap of people that I know have bought Switches. And so lots of people I know have it and are playing it, which I didn't have with the Wii U one.
Totally.
I didn't know anyone else who had it.
Yeah. So, like, all of that, and like, the basic stuff is great. Like, the offline play is fantastic. The problem that I think we've both encountered recently is like, all our mates have it, or a lot of our friends have it. How do we race each other? It's not clear.
So you can play online, but the way that you do it is there's no way to, like, you can add friends on the Switch, but there's no way to like message from within the console. So basically you can get on, you can see who you know who's online. But the way that you race online is I have to set up a room. You have to know that I've set up a room. And then go and join that room.
Yeah, but you guys have like Facebook Messenger, don't you?
Yeah. But, you know, it's weird.
Imagine if they'd have both gone, oh, fuck.
What's your point?
I feel like I'm Nintendo here being you've got other ways to do this.
It is weird to have to take that extra step because you sort of go, well, I'll message him on Facebook. Well, he's playing the game, so he's probably not looking at Facebook.
Mm.
It is just weird that you can't, that there's not a way of accessing it within the system, that it's not all self-contained.
Yeah,
and this is what the mobile app is going to be for.
Oh, yeah.
So they've got this online service coming out for the Switch later in the year at some point, I think around July, they've said
something
it's
like
going to launch, which hopefully will make, setting up races for online play a little easier because it is, it's weirdly archaic to have to go and...
But then, what's it going to be? Like, you're going to have the Nintendo app and you're going to message your friend Tommy and go, I've set up a room, come and join it on Mario Kart.
Well, not even
maybe
that.
Maybe it'll
I
have
mean,
a link.
And then do you have to, type in the name of the room or something to find it?
No, I just see that Ben's online and he'll have a little flag next to him, which means he's set up a room.
But, like, you don't... if I'm online, that's the thing. I'll start playing the game. I'll go into, online and I'll be, you know, racing against random people. Why would I come out of that, set up a room, and then wait for Tommy to come online.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Like, well, because everything else has like invite systems and all that stuff where it'll pop up if you're in another game. Even
basically co-op. Like if Tommy's racing in a regional multiplayer, I should be able to just be like join the race when it's available. Mm.
But my hope is this just comes out in a patch or even just a software update for the system itself. Like in your profile, when you can see who's online. That you can send someone a message and go, hey, you can like send an invite through the system.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that they'll fix that up at some point.
This shit was working on like the original Xbox and like PC games before that. Yeah. Like this is 20 years ago sort of stuff.
It is very weird. But hey, so Dennett, the four of us just played a game.
Mm.
You started squealing with delight and clapping your hands when we announced that's what we were going to do.
I am 4 years old, yes.
you've been playing on the DS, you've played Bits and Pete, you've played Mario Kart Wii at my house before over the years.
Yeah. I remember you laughing at me because I kept on being like, I'm just enjoying watching the new tracks. And you were like, get out of here, mum. That was a really fun thing that we shared, wasn't it?
Yeah, when I pointed you. Yeah, that was cool.
I've never seen Tommy's face blanker.
What did you think of it? What do you think of this one, even though you've only had a brief go of it?
I'm bad at it. And
you did all right. We, the four of us, we did like a race with all computer characters. And we came 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, that was the final result. But I think that's somehow broken because you guys came 1, 2, 3, which is like throughout every single race, you all came 1, 2, 3, and I was 7, 8, fourth or third, nine.
This is how the electoral college system works.
Yes,
that's one of the ones we cut out of the lost episode.
but yeah, I really enjoyed it. I mean, like, I'm crazy. I really want a Switch.
Oh, I know.
So there will be more events in your future, Tom. Yeah.
But this is, I mean, there's been, I've had people, what if people ask us, is it worth, can you enjoy it if you haven't played it before? Like, it's such a no-brainer.
Yeah,
like, I don't see how you could not like this game.
Yeah. It's like someone said, like, oh, I didn't play it on the Wii U. Is it okay to jump back in? It's like, absolutely. It's the best Mario Kart that's ever been made, and it's really, really fun.
It's and it's sold. It's like the highest selling Mario Kart in franchise history. I read somewhere that like I think 45% of Switch owners have picked it up.
Yeah, right.
Which is great, but does beg the question: what are those other 55% doing?
Yeah.
Why have you bought a Switch if you're not prepared to go in on Mario Kart?
Maybe you've already spent all your money on the Switch.
Yeah,
because it's not cheap.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking good.
Because I've got Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U and I've got Zelda on the Wii U, and there is still a part of me that's like, fuck, maybe I should just get a Switch and get these again.
I mean, like, if I could
justify
it. I need
to embezzle a bunch of money or something to do it.
I could justify getting a Switch just to play Mario Kart 8 Deluxe with my friends. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's really, really
I was thinking
good.
The other day, if nothing else comes out on the Switch and all it is a portable machine that I can play Zelda and Mario Kart 8 on, I think it's still going to be my favorite console of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys, because I like the idea as well of like, because we've got a lot of comedy mates that are buying the Switch. Yeah. The idea of like eight of us getting together. Mm. Someone has given me a Switch at this point.
You found the Switch playing on the street.
Yeah, we've talked about starting a little Mario Kart club.
Yep.
Yeah. We're also talking about the idea of doing, because you can pretty easily set up online tournaments.
Yes.
On the online thing. We're maybe going to do a filthy one of them at some point.
Yep.
Which we would have to work out a time that would suit enough people and maybe try and get some guests who have them to get online as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can just create a tournament and we set the conditions and then we just get a code that we can put on our socials and stuff.
Yeah, I think
which
so.
Which if there's enough interest we can maybe do in the next couple of weeks.
It looks like a bunch of people wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd have to figure out a good time. But get, Bumble or whatever to let people know. Whatever
Bumble?
Dumb app. Yeah, it was the first one that came into my head.
What's Bumble?
Bumble's a dating one.
Yeah.
It's like Tinder, except only the women are allowed to swipe
right.
Or say the first thing.
Yeah, that's what I knew. Yeah.
It was just a communication thing that isn't Nintendo's thing.
So we're all got to get dating apps? And
yeah, man. You got to be in a couple if you're going to play.
You're the only single one here.
And I've met my love and her name is Marie O'Cart. and me and her are gonna be. That seems fine. And yeah, I might buy a Switch for Splatoon.
Yeah,
I like the first one. Yeah.
Well, now, watching those kids, I was like, well, not kids. I'm just old, but yeah, I'm like, I want to be in
it's
a team.
It's a really good game.
I want to be in a team. I want to win a Switch.
Maybe you want to get good at it. Yeah. I like Splatoon, but I just kind of, I've worked out no strategy. I'm more than happy to be shit at it. I just like playing it. But watching it, I was like, fuck yeah, this would be, imagine getting really, and the fact that they're a team, like they've clearly, they get together a lot and work on their
strategies. Well, it's like paintball for people who aren't active.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Or don't want bruises.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to playing it.
I don't think you've ever played paintball. A lot of the people who play paintball are particularly active.
What is paintball?
It's a lot like war. You wouldn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
I've only ever played it once, but it was actually really fun, paintball.
Yeah. Well, I think the same thing about like this with the Splatoon stuff, the strategy is what appeals.
I liked having the bruises, though.
Well,
it really
just
woke something
in me. You're playing.
Is that in your Bumble bio?
Yeah, Splatoon 2, yeah. So they did a demo of it recently on the Switch over a weekend. They had a demo that you could get.
Oh, so this isn't new to you, being able to play Splatoon 2?
Sorry, bitch, I've played it before.
Oh.
But yeah, what did you think of it?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
I like putting the paint everywhere.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't think it super lends itself to just playing it. Like, it's something you really need to sit. Like Mario Kart, you can just play one race of in a shop and get what it is.
Mm.
Because we played Splatoon for the first time when we were in Japan together, Ben. It had just come out.
Yeah, that's
right. We went to a bar that had games.
Yeah, we were like several drinks in a weird gaming bar.
And I remember being like, okay, I think this is good. And then getting home and sort of sleeping on it for a while and enough people went, this is great. You've got to check it out.
Yeah. I think it's because there's this, like for me with playing it, and I've played it at the top of EB Games on Swanson Street a few times.
You did tell me that you seem like you loiter around. Like, so for people interstate, there's the EB Games on Swanson Street in Melbourne upstairs has this level called the Nintendo Experience where they just have a bunch of grotty ass demo units set up that any old freak can walk up the street and have to play with. The crustiest 3DSs you've ever seen.
Oh, a lot of people are just in there to get out of the rain.
Yeah.
So anyway, Kate's been spending a lot of time there.
Yeah, you can smell the Lynx Africa from down the street. You make your way up there. A few school groups having their way with Mario Maker.
Oh, Matt. But the thing is, like, it is that it's not like Mario Kart where you can just pick it up and go and you can crush it straight away. Yeah. Getting the controls, it does take a little bit of getting used to. And I imagine once you've got that in your head, it's like, okay, now I'm ready to play this game.
Well, all the the guns, the weapons that you choose make such a difference to how you play it. So it took me like a good afternoon with it to experiment with all of them and go, okay, this is the one I really like. Like now I really enjoy this because this is how I prefer playing it. But yeah, I think now we're into like in the next 2 months, ARMS and Splatoon 2 are the first kind of like I guess you could call
it. You have to buy a Switch.
Actual Switch title.
Yeah. About ARMS. How did you guys find it when you were playing it? Was that fun? I loved it.
You hated it.
I remember not liking it.
It looks like a crappy Wii Sports
Wii Sports thing.
I don't know what that is.
Nah. It's like Street Fighter, but you get to punch with your arm.
But is it effectively? Yeah, because I just sort of feel like it's like, oh, this is, it's kind of like 1-2 Switch. You have a few goes and you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the character design. I liked all the presentation of it. Like, when we were playing it, like, I thought it was really cool. I think that, I mean, yeah, I'm hoping that it is an intricate enough fighter that even if you're playing it in handheld mode without the motion controls, which apparently you can do, that there's enough to it just as a fighting game without needing the gimmick.
Totally.
Off. Yes.
And that's the thing. My first impression of it was that wasn't there, but I haven't spent enough time with it to be confident.
Well, you know what? I only found this out today. It's the same team that made Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
That's immediately what they got moved on to.
Okay.
So,
yep.
You know, they've got
there should be a lot of unlockables, a lot of characters you can play as.
Yeah. And they've even in the last day or couple days or so, they've announced a couple new characters and stages and stuff like that.
But hopefully just that core thing of like, you should be able to play the same characters for 2 hours and have fun every time.
You know what I think? It's insane that they haven't announced yet. Like, I would really like to see them do, you know, in the way that ARMS is kind of a beefed up Wii boxing.
Right.
A kind of a beefed up Wii tennis. Not like a Mario tennis game, but a tennis game where you can have the Switch in tabletop mode and you both have the Joy-Con and you're just swinging the rackets.
Yeah.
Like, I think if they just put, if they whacked something like that up.
If they did a Switch Sports, I would love it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Just whack it up on the eShop for $20.
Yeah.
That'd be, that would be a good thing. Journalism.
They should do a game where Mario fights Sonic. That'll be a fucking sick game.
Guys, we better wrap this up for this week. That is all the time we have for today. Kate Dennett, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Sorry we didn't get to all the people's questions that we specifically asked for earlier today as well.
They were mostly about Mario Kart.
Great. Well, we'll have a look at them next week as well.
Yeah.
Kate Dennett, you are on Twitter at Shabamalan.
No.
Oh, you changed it.
Yeah, years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm living in the past.
At my name.
What's your MySpace again?
At Kate Dennett.
Yeah, and Dennett is spelled D-E-H-N-E-R-T.
Yep.
D-E-H-N-E-R-T.
You're still spelled wrong in my phone. I should really change it somewhere.
Wow. You should.
Kate Fuckwit, it says. That's weird.
How dare you?
We've got we're at Filthy Caspod on Twitter, Filthy Casuals on Facebook. We've got the Bandcamp episodes.
Yeah, filthycasualspod.bandcamp.com. We got to organize a new one of them. Because they're real fun to do and people seem to like them.
Yeah, so, we had a lot of requests for different stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm suggesting we do like histories of like specific games companies.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. Let's not do Nintendo because people seem to be sick of us talking about Nintendo.
LucasArts is good.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. Yeah.
Like Capcom and Konami and stuff.
Yeah.
Would be great.
Yeah, Square.
All right. Thanks very much for listening, as we say at the end here of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
Go back and turn up the speed and speed run this episode, baby. We talked about speedrunning briefly, remember?
I love a good trailer.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.